Welcome to Thriving Moms of Autistics podcast, a free resource for moms raising young autistic children. I am your host, Dr. Christina Wilson. I created Thriving Moms of Autistics after years of experience working with families and having my own autistic child. I coach moms of young autistics one-on-one to tap into their strengths, create a supportive community, set firm boundaries, and raise their autistic child with confidence. Subscribe to the podcast and check out the earlier episodes so you don't miss a thing. Now, let's get to it. Hey, moms. I'm so happy you're here. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome to the Thriving Moms of Autistics podcast. Raising a child isn't easy. They all have such different personalities and temperaments. The same is true for moms. We're all different creatures with different strengths that make us unique. I explore mom strengths in episodes 5 and 9. So check those out if you haven't already. People tend to unknowingly lump autistics together. But the truth is that if you've met an autistic, you've met an autistic. With different personalities comes different perspectives. We view the world differently based on how we were raised and our experiences and beliefs, which were derived from our parents and caregivers. Even our location plays a part in our perspective. In this episode, I explore the importance of one's perspective when raising an autistic. It's a game changer. So find the full transcript for this at thrivingmomsofautistics/12. I would love your input, so please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And when you do, you help others find the podcast. So let's share the love and help other moms. For the longest time, it didn't appear that my son was often aware of what was going on around him. Now I'm referring to the toddler years. You know what I mean. When he plays hard and he gets lost in his own world. He and I are similar. When I get lost in a project, someone could be calling my name and I don't even hear them. However, it is different for my son. I assumed that he was the same way since he wasn't communicating with me and that he was unaware. What I found was that he did not miss a beat. Even though he was nonverbal until he was 5, he was taking it all in and soaking it up like a little sponge. He just didn't share or communicate this with me at the time. So what was he soaking up? Everything. He is my mini. He's a little perfectionist, which is unfortunate. I really don't want that for him. He is also very funny and loving. And he says the darndest things now that he is verbal. I can only imagine what he must have been thinking before. Yes, there are innate factors such as personality and temperament that play a role in our child's behaviors and their perceptions. But they learn behavior and attitude from others as well. This is one reason why a mom's mindset matters. Their mindset will influence their child's view of the world, thus impacting the child's behavior. The other reason why a mom's mindset matters is that it impacts their own self-care and stress level. Neuroscience suggests that our brain is impacted by our experiences. For example, chemical changes occur when we experience trauma or significant event, resulting in changes in the brain. However, our brains are quite malleable, meaning that there is potential for growth and neural connectivity with practice. In essence, we can bounce back and even grow. Our beliefs are so powerful, and this shapes our perspective. Where are you on the mindset continuum? Do you have a fixed mindset or a growth mindset? Check out my mini mindset quiz in episode 4. The first step is becoming aware of your own mindset. Once you increase your personal mindset awareness, you can explore ways to grow. So here are some tips on how to grow your mindset as a mom of an autistic. First, acknowledge that raising an autistic is hard by recognizing that you are unique. You have unique gifts and talents. These strengths can help you grow your mindset too. There is always room to grow. Number 2, be open to change. Autism parents tend to increase flexibility as they grow as a parent. They understand that flexibility helps their child adapt to changing situations. And 3, parenting is hard. Please be kind to yourself. When you make mistakes, be willing to learn from them. And 4, avoid perfectionism. You will dig yourself into a deep, dark hole through perfectionism. I know this from experience. Perfect doesn't exist. Don't set yourself up to fail. Instead, be mindful that you are doing your best and you will improve in time. And 5, find learning opportunities. You have started by listening to the podcast. I explore mindset often. Also, you can download the free 4-step guide from thrivingmomsofautistics.com. I believe that you can change for the better and that you will. I believe in you. Thanks for listening to Thriving Moms of Autistics podcast. Be sure to leave a review and tell other moms of autistics about the podcast. Let's support each other. Find the full transcript for this episode at thrivingmomsofautistics.com. And be assured, you are not alone in your journey.